seized and more than 60 American citizens.
Ben Affleck's film Argo tells the story of the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979 and the resulting operation to get U.S. diplomatic staff out of the country. Many Hollywood films like Argo, though, are not screened in cinemas in Iran, but pirated copies of almost all newly released movies are sold under the counter in shops or by vendors on streets. Film enthusiast Amir Saman watches all Hollywood movies, but he says Argo has failed to impress in his portrayal of Iran.
If a person my age watches this anywhere in this world, he or she would think that we are people who beat and kill. Some scenes in this movie show people are killed on the streets. I think it is too exaggerated.
50 American hostages were held from November 1979 until January 1981, after a group of students who supported the Iranian Revolution took over the U.S. Embassy. Dr. Mosmeh Abtekar was one of the student spokespeople during the U.S. Embassy takeover. As a reformist member of Tehran City Council now, Abtekar says the film does not tell the story of the takeover as it actually happened.
The group who took over the American embassy were a group of young, very orderly, quite calm in a sense, group of both men and women. There's no commotion, violence. The scenes that you see in Argo are totally incorrect. It's quite surprising because that footage exists. If Ben Affleck wanted to make a movie out of the reality, he should have at least used some parts of the actual historical event, the footage which exists. But he didn't do that.
She says initially she thought the film would be a balanced representation of events, but that didn't last.
Initially, when I saw those scenes, I thought that, okay, they're making an attempt to portray the Iranian side, the Iranian picture, and they want to give a balanced image. They're trying to give the sense that this film is going to be objective, it's not going to be biased. But that didn't continue.
Argo has emerged as the best picture favorite for the Oscar Awards after sweeping top prizes at earlier film honors, including the BAFTAs, the Golden Globes, and awards from the Directors Guild of America, the Screen Actors Guild, and the Producers Guild of America. For CRI, I'm Wei.